It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Hey, I get to sleep in a little bit on Saturday mornings. How about that? Well, I'm glad you found us. We're in our new time on News Talk KRMS, 10.06 a.m. to 11. We thank you for getting with us this morning. We've got a lot to cover this morning. We've been working on this show all week, trying to get everybody lined up to be with us, and we certainly hope you'll enjoy it. We've got a big Around the Waterfront news segment that we're going to be covering here in just a little bit. But some of our guests today will include Jennifer Miracle. She is the executive director of the Tulsa Boat Show. It's the probably the second or third, maybe the fourth largest boat show, indoor boat show in the country, held down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the fairgrounds. And let's see, the dates on that are right after we get back from the Overland Park Show, January 30th through February 5th at the River Spirit Expo at Expo Square. So we'll have some more on that with Jennifer coming up in our second segment this morning. We will also be talking with Glock Shootout organizer Ken Little. We met up with Ken a couple of weeks back. We were invited to go down to Grand Lake to speak at the South Grand Lake Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. And we had a great time, met a lot of nice folks down there, and had a chance to talk to Ken about some of the changes that are going to be happening at Glock Shootout this coming, this next July. Then we were able to grab some audio that happened just not too long ago. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin did a dedication out at Lake Cumberland, and we want to share that with you. And then we're going to go way to the other coast. We're going to go way out to New York, Clayton, New York. We're going to get with Captain Margaret Hummel. She is the marketing director there at the Antique Boat Museum. This is a fascinating story. They're celebrating 50 years next year in 2017, so we thought we'd get a jump on that one and get her on to tell us all about the Antique Boat Museum. Now, a couple of items that I want to mention right at the top of the show. First of all, we're at a new time, and we are glad that you're with us, and we hope you'll pass the word around to your friends and boating friends that have maybe listened to the show. We got word on Tuesday or so. Yeah, I guess it was Tuesday this week. We got the word we were going to be moving, and we're excited about the new time, and we hope that you will tune us in and set your time, because I know it's an appointment radio thing for you, and we do appreciate that. Of course, all the usual sources to hear the program, you can listen right on the radio to News Talk, KRMS, 1150 AM, or our two FM channels, 97.5 out of Lori, or 104.9 out of Osage Beach. A lot of folks listen on the live streaming audio on their computers or their devices. And you can download a free app there as well to pick it up wherever you might be around the world. And then, of course, we're still on the boatradio.net website, and you'll also find these segments that'll be stored in our archives in the on-demand doc box at my website, bobsnowakezone.com. And if by some reason you're just joining us maybe for the first time, welcome in. This is the Boating Radio Show. And we've been doing this for a little over 6 years now, and we have a blast doing it every week, and we thank you so much for being with us. We get a lot of ideas from you guys about things that we want to talk about, things we want to explore, problems that we see, and we want to talk about those, of course. So you can always drop me an email. nowakebob@gmail.com is my website. You'll find a link on my boating show website, which is bobsnowakezone.com. Couple of calendar notes for you. Coming up next Friday, there's going to be a Lake Race Social. Lake Race coming up in June 2017. These are always great events, 5 to 7 p.m. This is going to be at the Redhead Grill over at the Performance Boat Center at Lake of the Ozarks. Everyone's invited to attend. There'll be some appetizers. There'll be a cash bar. And then we'll disperse some information. So if you're just interested, if you're thinking about being a sponsor or getting involved somehow as a volunteer, you are certainly welcome to join us over there. Again, that's next Friday, the 9th of December at 5 to 7 at the Redhead Grill right there at the Performance Boat Center at Lake of the Ozarks. Next week is a very important week. Of course, Wednesday, there'll be some commemorative things going on around the country in honor of Pearl Harbor Day. So let's not forget that. You'll be hearing more about that in the news and on some of the programming here on the radio station as well. Well, let's move into a little bit of a Around the Waterfront news segment this morning. Captain Radhika Menon has become the first woman to receive the prestigious International Maritime Organization Award for Exceptional Bravery at Sea for her role in the dramatic heavy seas rescue of seven fishermen from a sinking fishing boat in the Bay of Bengal. Captain Menon, master of the oil products tanker Sampurna, was presented the award this past week during a ceremony at the 97th session of the Maritime Safety Committee held at the IMO headquarters in London. Captain Menon is the first female captain in the Indian Merchant Navy and the first female to receive the IMO Award for Exceptional Bravery at Sea. Congratulations to you, Captain. A British grandmother who was hoping to break the record for the oldest person to sail solo around the world has had something happen, and she's had to abort the mission because of bad weather. Janine Socrates, 74, set sail from British Victoria, British Columbia, in early November. And the second attempt in so many months to make this thing happen, but she was hampered by strong winds that damaged her boat. Her friend and fellow sailor, Charlotte Gann, says that she was getting knocked around by winds up to 43 knots. So they'll try again, it looks like. Gann says that she's ready to attempt the voyage again next year and hopes that they'll have the same level of support from the Victoria Yacht Club as she has had in the past. Officials are exploring actions on boating safety concerns. A child's death could result in pushing for Maryland's laws to be enforced and strengthened on bow riding. And this is a story from Ocean City from the MD Coast Dispatch. It says after a run of serious boating accidents in the resort this summer, including fatal propeller strike that claimed the life of a child in August, A coalition of professional bay captains initiated a push for tighter regulations and standards for their rental industry, and it appears their efforts have not fallen on deaf ears. There were three serious incidents involving rented pontoon boats in the bays around Ocean City in the span of about 3 weeks in August, including that fatal accident of a 9-year-old child who fell off a boat while bow riding, prompting a coalition of professional captains to push for increased safety measures and better training for boat renters before they are simply handed the keys and sent out on the water. The issues have existed for years, and while the timing coincided with the fatal accident involving the child, that incident was alone not the catalyst for the boat captains to seek those changes. This is a quote now. It says, "The charter captains reached out to us with an array of things. They were specifically interested in bow riding issues, but they have a list of concerns in a larger sense about the training and preparation given to the boaters. They put together a whole list of concerns and recommendations to send up to the lawmakers." Well, there's an historic ship that's going to become part of an artificial reef, the Coast Guard ship that served during World War II and later rescued seven people off the coast of New England during 1991's perfect storm, will soon be sunk off the coast of New Jersey to help expand its artificial reef. The former USS Zuni has a long and decorated history. She spent the war towing torpedoed warships to safety and supported the Allied effort in the Battle of Iwo Jima. So those of you that are divers might be interested in that. Well, we mentioned the Tulsa Boat Show. Just before that, the 2017 Overland Park Boat Show, presented by your Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, will be at the Overland Park Convention Center January 26th through 29th. We had Mike Kanegi on the phone with us in the studio last week talking about the boat shows for next year, and this really is the kickoff, if you will. Always a great show. OverlandParkBoatShow.com is the website, or you can click the link on BobsNoWakeZone.com to find out some more information.
Hello, this is Susan Schingeldecker with the Boat U.S. Foundation for Boating Safety and Clean Water. Boat U.S. is celebrating 50 years of service to America's boaters. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Deck the docks with LED lights. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
That's right, the Deck the Docks cruises are underway. We've been having sold out cruises, and we have more coming up all the way through December 30th. If you'd like reservations or for more information, you can call the Celebration Cruise Line at 573-480-3212. Or you can look online for some more info on that, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Deck the Docks will be going on through December the 30th. Hey, and if you haven't figured out what you want for Christmas, how about buying that boat that Rodney Dangerfield's character in Caddyshack used in the movie? That yacht is for sale for $129,000. More details by going to YouTube. Honey, I bought a yacht for Christmas. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and KRMSradio.com.
When pretty color lights change the city nights, when smiles instead of frowns pass you by, there's a chill that's in the air, warm by feelings we all share, lets us know it's that time of year. It's the spirit of the season. Happy holidays.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Gonna take you down to the islands, Mon. Well, no, not that far. We're gonna be going down to Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Boat US guest line, see if we can't catch up with Jennifer Miracle. She is the executive director of the Tulsa Boat Show coming up in January. Let's talk for a moment about hydro hoist boat lifts. You know, Santa Claus does some very, very great things. In fact, if you are wishing and hoping for a new boat lift or a new PWC lift, maybe Joanne Clark, i.e. Santa Claus at Lake of the Ozarks, can help you out here. Mrs. Claus is located in Lynn Creek, right there on Highway 54, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. You can look them up on the web, boatlift.com. And of course, Hydrohoist invented the boat lift. You've heard us tell you that year after year after year, month after month, show after show. They invented this thing. It's made, everything's made down in Claremore, Oklahoma. And then shipped not only up here to the Hydrohoist of the Ozarks location, but also around the world, international dealers in Canada, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand. And we're going to talk more about those in the spring. And they make them in the traditional blue color, or you can get them in black, whichever you'd like. They'll bring them to you, or Santa Claus can drop them off. But get a hold of Joanne Clark first to make some arrangements, 573-346-7505. Or you can email Joanne at jclark@boatlift.com. You'll also be able to see and meet her at all the upcoming boat shows in January and March, St. Louis, the St. Charles Boat Show, of course, and then, of course, over at Overland Park, the first show of the new year.
Going boating alone can be relaxing and peaceful. The weather is nice, the fish are biting, and there's no one around for miles.
I got the bite of a lifetime, and without thinking, I stood up to reel it in, but in all the excitement, I lost my balance. I fell in and gasped. No worries, because I was wearing a life jacket, and my life was saved.
Your involuntary gasp reflex could cause you to drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Help the Boat Show, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. It's Captain Bob calling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Today, we're going to talk about the Tulsa Boat Sport and Travel Show, held January 30th through February 5th. And to talk with us more about it, the executive director, Jennifer Miracle. It's good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thanks. I'm well.
Well, good to hear that, and we hope you had a good Thanksgiving holiday season and are all geared up for this coming year's show in 2017. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about the dates and the location for the show first.
Sure. Well, when the weather turns cold outside and you can't get on the lake anymore, then you know it's boat show time. So we're gearing up for our 61st annual show, which is an amazing accomplishment. We are set for January 30th through February 5th. We're going to be at Expo Square in the River Spirit Expo Center right behind the Golden Driller, and we are already planning to fill the entire 460,000 square feet with every kind of boat, RV, travel, sport accessory you could possibly want.
This show, am I correct in saying this is the largest indoor boat show in the country?
I think we rank as the fourth largest indoor, but we'll take largest. Largest certainly around this area for sure. But yes, we are a monster-sized show inside, which is great when the weather turns colder.
Yes, it certainly is. Been to the show before, and it really is an amazing show. You definitely have to plan a day, maybe two, you know, to make sure that you see it all, particularly if you have some special interests, like if you're really looking for a new boat or maybe an RV or something like that. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about, you've got some special things that you do there. One of them is a VIP preview night, and that's on the Monday of the show.
It is. We're one of the only shows in the country that has this type of event, and we really enjoy having it. And like you said, you really almost have to plan a couple of days to come back, and with that, on our preview night, which is Monday night, when you come to the show, you receive a $5 off discount coupon to come back again, because you really do need a couple of days just to be able to stroll through and look and then decide on your purchases. So it's a great night. We've got all kinds of food and beer while supplies last. You can come in and preview all of the boats and the RVs, and it's a 4-hour event that Monday night, so you get a sneak preview and then plan your visit back.
All right, very good. Now, you have some other special things and some new things that have been added to the show. Tell us about those.
We do. We're really excited this year. We definitely are a family-friendly event, and, you know, lake life is all about family and family fun. So this year, we've added a special attraction of an indoor zip line. We are the only indoor zip line in this part of the country. It's going to be a 250-foot zip line that's going to soar over the show, so you're going to get a bird's-eye view. So you bring the kids out, or you jump on it yourself, and you get to soar across the Expo Center and really get to see the magnificence of this show. So it'll be a really, really fun event. And some of the proceeds will be going to different nonprofit organizations. And so we're really excited about doing that and bringing some fun attractions to the show. In addition, we're going to have on Thursday afternoon from 12 to 5, we are going to have half-price admission for senior citizens, which is always great because you get to come in again and stroll and really look at everything. And then, of course, every day, kids 12 and under come in for free. So we definitely encourage families, you know, everyone aged 2 to 82 to come to the show and enjoy.
Yeah, I got to think about that zip line. You know, probably going to be seeing some videos and some YouTubes and some Facebook pictures and videos of people riding on the indoor zip line. That's fabulous. Great idea.
You know, we're pretty excited about doing it, and that building gives us a really nice opportunity with it being an open space like that. So we're taking advantage and going up a little extreme with our entertainment this year.
You know, I was looking down on your website, Tulsa Boat Sport and Travel Show, and you click on the find an exhibitor list, and, you know, from A to Y. Now, you don't have any businesses that start with X, Y, or Z, so it's A to Y. What do you have, like 150, 200 exhibitors?
You know, we usually have about 200, and we really do encompass pretty much anything when it comes to outdoor living, sports, recreation, and travel. We will have accessories that you need for your RVs and boats. We'll have cleaning supplies that you'll need to keep everything all shiny and polished. We have travel. We've got an African safari company coming this year. You can travel in your own backyard or go to, you know, any corner of the world. You just come to the show, and we'll have somebody there that will spark your interest and let you start dreaming about, you know, all your fun vacations and outdoor plans.
You know, looking down that exhibitor list, I recognize some of the businesses, but there's many of them that are from out of state. And, you really are kind of multi-state an attraction.
You know, we really are a unique show in this part of the country. There isn't anything like it close to Oklahoma. There are some other boat and travel shows that we just encompass so much. And we do. We have people and exhibitors that come from all over the country, and we have guests that come from all over the country. I hear throughout the year of several people that plan their January and February around our show. They travel in from all different states to come and attend this show. So it's great for Oklahoma because we're bringing in outside exhibitors and outside attendees, and so it really does do a great job promoting our state, promoting the industry, and we're very proud to do that.
All right. Give us the website address.
It is www.TulsaBoatShow.com.
All right. And I know you can be found on Facebook as well. January 30th through February the 5th, River Spirit Expo at Expo Square, basically the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. And that's 21st Street, but what's the exit off the interstate?
It'll be, you get to it from Yale or Harvard, either one.
Yale or Harvard. Okay, very good. Well, again, I think people can find that on the web or on Facebook. Jennifer Miracle has been our guest, the Executive Director of Tulsa Boat Sport and Travel Show. Thanks again. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you. Come see us.
All right, stand by. I'm going to attempt to sing Deck the Docks with LED Lights. Well, the Deck the Docks cruises are continuing, and boy, we've had some great crowds and some really great viewing aboard the Celebration boat, which cruises from the 21 up to the 11, turns around and comes back. It's about a three-hour cruise, looking at some beautiful docks and decks and homes that have been decorated, including some businesses. We thank those along the shoreline that are getting lit up for us as we go by. Every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, we've got a special cruise coming up on December the 6th, which is next Tuesday. So we hope that if you haven't made your reservations yet, you can do that for that special benefactor's cruise. And of course, this is all presented by KRMS 93.5 Rocks, Dock Realty, and the Celebration Cruises, and a benefit for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. Get your tickets and reservations in right now because the tours and the boat trips are filling up. Cruise, lakeoftheozarks.com, or call 480-3212 for more information and your reservations. Coming up, we're going to stay in Oklahoma, talk with Ken Little about Glock, and we're also going to zoom out to Kentucky. We've got some words from the governor of Kentucky, Matt Bevins, on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Hey, we also have the 12 nautical days of Christmas coming up, too. As we continue on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, live streaming audio, too, at krmsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
All right, we're dashing through the Saturday morning program with you and a good morning to you. It's Captain Bob here with Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And coming up, we're going to be talking with a representative from the Antique Boat Museum. They're having their 50th anniversary right now. We'll have that coming up for you shortly. The Kentucky Governor, Matt Bevins, is going to be here with some comments just a little bit. And then we're also going to be talking shortly here with Glock, the Glock Performance Shootout leader, Ken Little, talks to us about some of the things that have been going on in the shootout arena recently. I did want to do a little shout out this morning to someone who's a loyal listener, listening up there in Lockport, Illinois, Mark Sharp. Thank you, Mark, for your email. We do appreciate that, and we're sure sorry to you and everyone who was trying to listen on the internet through the live streaming audio to some programming and our program the last week. We had some outages there in the streaming section, but that's all been repaired now, so you should be back with us, and we do appreciate you listening. This portion of our show, presented by our good friends at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks, of course, they're the ones that have the great brands. And, you know, if you have under your Christmas tree a brand new boat, that wouldn't be a bad idea either. Well, at least you could put the keys there. Sea Ray Sport Boats, Cruisers and Yachts, Azimut Yachts, saw a new one of those coming in this past week at the marina. Harris Pontoons, Nautique Wakeboard Boats, and, of course, the legendary Boston Whalers are all there, plus a great selection in the brokerage department. They will take care of everything you need, from finance and insurance to boatyard services, mobile service, great parts department there too, and really a premier marina facility. There are some slips opening right now, and it will be, so if you are thinking about making a move or if you're putting a new boat in the lake, give Marine Max the opportunity to show you what they have. They're located at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, 16-mile marker by water. You can call. You want to ask for Angie Cook for anything about the marina. 573-365-5382. Once more, 573-365-5382. Don't forget, they also got a second location up on Osage Beach Parkway, right across from the Premium Outlet Malls. That's Marine Max, Lake of the Ozarks, and you can look them up on the web as well, marinemax.com. Before we talk to Ken Little, wanted to bring you this from the U.S. Coast Guard, public service to holiday gift shoppers. They have put out their USCG-approved gifts for the 12 nautical days of Christmas. So here we go. If you can kind of follow along with the song, I'll do the best I can. On the first day of Christmas, a Marine GPS navigation system came my way and a seamanship book. On the second day of Christmas, a EPIRB, along with a Marine GPS navigation system and a partridge in a pear tree, along with a seamanship book. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Marine GPS navigation system, an EPIRB, and a Coast Guard-approved life jacket, and a seamanship book. Fourth day of Christmas, a handheld VHF radio, yes, and a Marine GPS, an EPIRB, and a Coast Guard-approved life jacket, and a seamanship book. On the fifth day of Christmas, a boating safety book, yes, boating education book, along with a Marine GPS navigation system, an EPIRB, a Coast Guard-approved life jacket, and a handheld VHF, and a seamanship book. On the sixth day of Christmas, a vessel safety check, which are free, by the way, and a Marine GPS navigation system, an EPIRB, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, a handheld VHF radio, a safety boating safety book, and a seamanship book. On the seventh day of Christmas, a Coast Guard approved fire extinguisher, a GPS navigation system, EPIRB, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, a handheld VHF radio, a boating safety book, a vessel safety check, and a seamanship book. On the eighth day of Christmas, a first aid kit in a watertight container, a GPS system, yes, along with an EPIRB, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, a handheld VHF radio, a boating safety books, vessel safety check, Coast Guard approved life jacket, and a first aid, I've already covered that one, and a seamanship book, getting lost here. On the ninth day of Christmas, electronic nautical charts, those are great, a GPS system goes along with it, an EPIRB, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, a handheld VHF radio, a safety book, a vessel safety check, a Coast Guard approved fire extinguisher, and a first aid kit in a watertight container, and a seamanship book. I'm almost done. On the 10th day of Christmas, a signaling kit, a Marine GPS navigation system, a EPIRB, Coast Guard approved life jacket, a handheld VHF radio, a boating safety book, vessel safety check, Coast Guard approved fire extinguisher, first aid kit, watertight container, and a seamanship book. And wrapping it up, the 11th day of Christmas, a life jacket with survival kit, and a Marine GPS navigation system, an EPIRB, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, a VHF handheld radio, boating safety books, a vessel safety check, a Coast Guard approved fire extinguisher, first aid kit in a watertight container, electronic navigation charts, a signaling kit, and a seamanship book. So many of these nautical suggestions or gifts are brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard and Lieutenant Commander Chris O'Neill, the Coast Guard's Chief of Media Relations. Merry Christmas. Yes, I do need a break. But before I do, a couple of weeks back, I was a guest speaker for the South Grand Lake Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. Had a chance to catch up with Ken Little from Glock.
Ken, let's talk a little bit about this recent announcement about
Three of the shootouts around the country are going to be making some changes in the race course. So tell us your thoughts on that.
Well, as you know, Bob, in 2015, we started out with three-quarter mile track and a 40-mile-an-hour start. We followed Lotto. And because we saw that the boats were going a little fast for us. And after our event, we had 15 boats the first year, but we had floods here. So after that, we made a trip to Lake of the Ozarks. We talked to a bunch of racers there, and they said, well, we'd rather have a mile. We want to run a mile. So we went to a mile. Then, as everybody knows, we had the accident on the Potomac about 3.5 weeks ago. And so Ron Duggan and I talked, and we both talked to the Texas Outlaw Challenge, Paul, and Jim Nichols at Lake Havasu, and decided we wanted to all do something collectively to try to slow these boats down. These boats are going way too fast, and as you know, it's all about the cats. The cats are airboats, they blow over, as we saw in the accident 3.5 weeks ago. So we have at least Texas Outlaw and Glock and Lotto have all decided to go to three-quarter mile track, and Ron and I are at a 40-mile-an-hour start. Okay. And we think that will provide the safety that our racers need, because a lot of these cat accidents, especially the blowovers, happen between three-quarter mile and the end of the track. So we're going to slow them down a little bit. We'll have just as much fun. Everybody's speed will go down, but they're still going to win the same class as they did.
All right. Now, let's talk about the 2017 Glock. Yeah. Give me the dates. And
the dates are July 13th through the 16th. It's a four-day event. We're going to have the street party at the Grove Civic Center and right downtown Grove, July 13th, 5 to 10. The next day, all the boats will come around, get in the water for the in-water dock party, and we're going to do the same racing schedule for Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th, Saturday 11 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, with the award ceremony after from 5 to 6 on Sunday.
Well, I know that Captain Shane and I had a great time doing the broadcast last year, and we're looking forward to this coming year's event. I think as time goes along, these events tend to grow, maybe even exponentially as time goes along, and more people figure out what's going on with these things, and it's kind of a new event for, you know, people at Grand.
It is. They did a shootout years ago. I think it was like 2004, and they did it down at the dam. There wasn't any buoys. I don't think they had any radar guns. They may have done a side-by-side race. I'm not sure, but they, about halfway through, the big thunderstorm came up and rained them out, and that's the last one that's ever been done here. We were in Florida for 10 years. We were an avid participant of the offshore races every year at Key West. And we raced up and down, raced our brains out in Biscayne Bay. And we came up here and went to Lake of the Ozarks once. And we liked that race. And of course, I own a cat myself and been racing for 25, 30 years, me and my son. So we decided we wanted to get into the, bring this event to the lake to try to donate money to the communities and make it a fun place and draw some economic advantage into the Grand Lake area.
If somebody wants to get more information on Glock for 2017, give us the website.
It's Glock, G-L-O-C, shootout.com.
Happy holidays to the Glock crew down there in Oklahoma at Grand Lake. Thanks, Ken. Sure appreciate that. Next up, we have some audio from a recent presentation made by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevins.
I'm standing here beside Lake Cumberland. This is the houseboat capital of the world. There's a sign here that we just unveiled. I'm standing here by a man named Jim Sharp, and I'll tell you about him in a minute. Over my shoulder to the back is the 90 Bridge, which will now be called the Houseboat Capital of the World Bridge. It's the only way into and out of Monticello. In the world, we'll see the millions of people, 4 million people a year, who come down here to take advantage of the beauty and the things we so often take for granted right here in our own backyard. It's interesting, the Ohio Navy, we often refer to them as, we're grateful to them. They come down here, they enjoy the beauty of Kentucky. And they enjoy it so often on houseboats. And so many of those houseboats are made right here in Kentucky. In fact, this is the original place in which houseboats were built. The very first houseboat ever built was built in 1953 by this man right here, Jim Sharp. And he said that houseboat is still floating and the man who owns it won't sell it back to him. But that is a testament to the ingenuity, to the innovativeness, the entrepreneurialism, and the craftsmanship, the quality of work that people expect from people in Kentucky.
Well, we crammed a lot in that section, didn't we, huh? Bow to stern, port to starboard, we are full boat today. Coming up, we're going to talk about the 50th anniversary of the Antique Boat Museum as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and on KRMSradio.com.
Hello, this is David Kennedy with the Boat Owners Association of the United States. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Hey, good morning. It's almost lunchtime. We're at a new time, getting underway at 10 a.m., actually 10:06 on News Talk KRMS. Hope you'll spread the word. The show's been moved from 7 up till 10 a.m. now on Saturday mornings. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the 50th anniversary of the Antique Boat Museum, Clayton, New York. And on the Boat U.S. guest line with us shortly, Captain Margaret Hummel will be with us to talk more about that. Talking about the Boat U.S. Guest line, 50 Boat U.S. membership benefits. I can't do all of them this morning, but I'll give you a few. Free Boat U.S. mobile app. Free subscription to the award-winning Boat U.S. magazine. Just got mine this past week. Free online boating safety course available. Boat insurance, boat graphics, boat financing, theft protection program, which is really good. And countless other benefits by joining Boat U.S., celebrating 50 years as well. You can do that by clicking the link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You'll find the Boat U.S. 50th celebrating logo right there. Just click that. It'll take you in. You can sign up for membership. It's only $24 a year. Now, for $72 a year, you can add that unlimited freshwater towing from Boat U.S., the towboat guys. That's Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson right here at the lake. 573-216-3890. That's 216-3890. That'll get you right to Captain Dave. You can sign you up on the telephone. And they provide that towing, battery jumps, soft ungrounding, fuel delivery, whatever you might need, and also some boat salvage as well when needed. You've also got a link right there on my website for that, Boat U.S., Towboat U.S., and they're right there on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show website. Well, if you're like me, you really love seeing older model boats. But let's talk about antique boats this morning. The Antique Boat Museum is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and to talk more with us about this place is the Director of Events and Marketing, Margaret Hummel. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Captain Bob. How are you today?
Doing great, and thank you so much for sharing a little bit of information with us and taking some time to tell us all about the Antique Boat Museum. First, tell me a little bit about the history of how did this thing get started 50 years ago?
So the Antique Boat Museum is located in Clayton, New York. We're on the St. Lawrence River in the Thousand Islands region. And 50 years ago, the boating industry technologies were changing. Fiberglass was becoming the new thing, and wooden boats were being left behind, and they were being left in barns, they were being chopped up for firewood, and there was a family here who had a boat restored and wanted to celebrate it, and invited some of their friends who also had older model boats, and they got together, and they had a little boat show on the Village Municipal Dock right here in town, and that was the first antique boat show in Clayton. And they did that for a couple of more summers, and enthusiasm grew around the boat show. And from that boat show, sprung the museum, and we became an auxiliary branch of the local history museum.
My gosh, you know, keeping it going for 50 years is an amazing task, all done with memberships and supporters?
Yes, we have a fantastic membership base. We have a really wonderful giving program called Friends of the Museum. It started back in the 90s, and these are folks, there's about 330 of them, who give annually $1,000 or more. And then we have membership levels all the way down to the $50 for individuals. And membership benefits everyone, not just folks who live near the museum and who might visit it. Your support helps keep us going. We have a wonderful library and archives that you can use remotely if you are restoring a boat or you're researching a boat. The support really keeps this history alive. So whether you're ever going to make the trip to Clayton or you just have a passion for the history of boating, your support matters to us, and it's what keeps this history alive for future generations.
You know, when you're out on the lake in the summer or whatever, spring or fall, whenever you're out, and you see a classic old boat go by, everybody just stops, you know, and you almost go to idle, and you go, oh, look at that. Isn't that fabulous? What's the oldest boat that's in the museum right now?
Probably some of our oldest boats are in the small craft collection, so smaller, non-powered boats. Some of the canoes we have are quite old. Our largest artifact is a historic houseboat called La Duchesse, and she was built in 1903, so she's 113 years old this year. She spent her whole life right in this little stretch of the Thousand Islands. So she's pretty old also, and she's enormous. She's over 100 feet long, so to keep a vessel of that size alive and in good condition for 113 years is a really remarkable thing.
We're talking with Margaret Hummel, the Director of Events and Marketing with the Antique Boat Museum, Clayton, New York. Geography, tell me where Clayton is close to.
So Clayton, New York is an hour and a half north of Syracuse. So Syracuse is right in the center of New York State. And we're right on the border with Canada. Literally, I can look across the river and see Canada. We cross the border all the time. So we've got a great community up here on both sides of the river, both on the state side and the Canadian side.
Now, your museum is not only just a place where you have a great collection of boats and artifacts, I guess you could say, but you also do some other things like the captain's classes that are going to be coming back, put together by the U.S. Coast Guard. Tell us a little bit about those and when are they going to be?
Yep, so education is what we're all about here. We're chartered by the New York State Board of Education, and we've got classes all year round. We are pleased to have the captain's class returning this year. It's been about 2 years since we were able to offer it, and we actually work with a group based out of Florida called the Captain's School, and they send an instructor up reluctantly to the northern New York. It gets pretty cold up here in February. They send an instructor up, and we are offering the captain's class to earn your OUPV license and also the master's endorsement and the towing endorsement. And I actually took the class myself about 2 years ago, and it was a lot of fun. And this is what you need if you are driving a fishing charter boat, if you're driving diving charters. We have a lot of tour boat operations up here on the river. So we have a really good crowd of folks who want to come out and get their license.
All right, Captain Margaret, nice to talk to you. That's good. On the captain's class, there are some limits as to how many people can get in there. How does somebody get signed up or register for the class?
Yep, so to register for the class, I'll go ahead and encourage you to reach out to our educator, Deborah Antannon, and you can call her at 315-686-4104, extension 235, and she'll get you registered. It is it's about a two-week class. And so we keep the class size limited to 12 students. And having been a student myself, it really helps. There are moments when you're working on the charts where you really have to spread out and have a lot of space. It's nicer to have that smaller class size. It allows the instructors to be one-on-one and really help you work through some of the trouble spots that you might have.
Sure thing. All right. And then we're going to direct people through your website, too. The website is ABM, antiqueboatmuseum.org, and you can find some information
yep.
there about it as well. And then another area is something else you do in the way of education. You do the boater safety certificates, and you offer those classes for free. When do those come up?
Yep, so we actually have a great opportunity to offer them for free, as you mentioned, on December 10th and 11th. Usually we offer the boater safety classes during the summer season, and this is a great opportunity to be doing it in the off season so that when next summer hits, you're ready to go. You don't have to wait to get your boater safety certificate. And it's, you know, it's funny. I grew up on the river as a summer resident. I actually grew up in Syracuse, but I spent all my summers up here. My family has a cottage on an island, and I took my boater safety class here at the Antique Boat Museum 21 years ago or so now. So it's great to see it come full circle. This summer, my little neighbors were taking it and getting their boater safety license, and it's just such a rite of passage if you grow up on the water to, you know, walk out with your license and be able to take the boat out yourself.
Absolutely. All right, well, now, up in your part of the country up there, Santa Claus does not arrive by reindeer and sleigh. He comes in by boat. So tell us about the Thousand Islands River Santa Festival.
Yeah, it's a great festival that started last year. It happens in a neighboring community, Alexandria Bay. It's about 10 miles down the river, and it really just sprung from a group of volunteers who had a great idea. Last year, we were enjoying some really nice warm weather in December, and they thought that they should bring Santa to town by boat. And within about 4 days last year, they had raised a lot of money and were able to give gifts to over 250 children. Mm. So this year they're looking to do it again. They want to grow the number. They'd like to give gifts to 1,000 local children and also work with some of the school systems to see what they need in schools. And it's just a really great local event. It's small town life up here. That's what we do. People have a great idea. They get together with some friends and they make it happen. So it's the Thousand Islands River Santa Festival. And they also have a website. They have a GoFundMe page linked through their website, and you can donate. Every little bit helps bring a little magic this holiday season.
Absolutely. All right, the website is ABM, that's antiqueboatmuseum.org. Our guest, Captain Margaret Hummel, the Director of Events and Marketing, and, well, congratulations on the 50th anniversary coming up in 2017, and best of luck with all of these areas that we've been talking about this morning, and continued success with the museum. Thanks again, Margaret.
Thanks for having me on, Captain Bob, and I hope you'll come up and see us sometime.
Well, it looks like the 10 o'clock hour is going to go as fast as the 7 o'clock hour, and a thank you for joining us here this morning in our new time slot from 10 until 11 o'clock in the morning. Thanks to Captain Margaret there. Also, thanks to the Kentucky Governor, Matt Bevin, and Ken Little back there talking about Glock. Jennifer Miracle with the Tulsa Boat Show. Thank you. And thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Tell a friend we're on a new time, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here on News Talk KRMS. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.